Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little SRV bringing us back the late greats, Stevie Ray. Bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Catherine Computer. Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. Selfbrand.com, right, Catherine?
It's selfbrand.com.
They can find all your books and all the things that she does there, folks. She's one of the best in the business at branding and helping people put their best foot forward. And we're talking about some small, tiny, tiny companies, little startups, most of them, who've now grown their business, not huge, but one we're going to talk about now has gotten kind of big, isn't it?
It's gotten kind of big. Shake Shack, you know, this started out as a food cart, a hot dog stand, actually in the Gramercy Park area in the 20s on the east side of New York City. Then it went to, 10 shacks. Now it's expanding this year to 63. This is all in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And it's going to have an IPO.
Wow.
So, look at its branding. Shake Shack, the alliteration, easy to remember, kind of a catchy title.
And who doesn't love a shake, right?
Who doesn't love a shake? And their whole twist on things is, it's gourmet hot dogs, gourmet burgers, gourmet toppings, the kind that you would find in, a kind of hip restaurant. And, so it's kind of like a chain, but it's an anti-chain chain. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't feel like a chain. It feels
Have I seen one of those in an airport?
Yes, they've got them in airports.
Are they at LaGuardia?
They're in LaGuardia, yes.
Seems like that's where I've seen it, in LaGuardia.
Right. And if you've had it, it's fabulous. I mean, there's one near where we live in New York City, and at every lunchtime, there's long lines, and dinner time, long lines. I've been there with my son a number of times. And, on their burgers, they've got toppings. Again, the gourmet hamburger kind of idea.
Right.
Applewood, smoked applewood bacon, so it's very crunchy on
just,
the top.
Just in
of your
case
burger.
Your blood's not coursing through your veins fast enough.
Exactly.
I mean, just in case your blood's coursing through your veins too fast. This will slow it down just a little bit.
Right. And, as we said earlier, every product should have a trademark, a signature product that only they make. Well, these guys, again, it is a sauce, so it is their...
I love it when the special sauce is really a sauce.
Is really a sauce. And they've got a spicy, sweet, and sour sauce that goes over their hamburgers. And, that's really different than other people. They also have a very unusual bun, so it's kind of like... a gourmet kind of bun that other hamburger places don't have. And they also have, their french fries are quite different. Mm. They're known for their crinkle fries, and they're also really fried. So they're crunchy, and they've got the crinkle shape. So, again, a very different kind of look when you're ordering.
Yeah, nobody likes a baked fry. I mean, it's not even a fry if you bake it, right? You got to fry the thing.
It's not a fry.
If you're going to serve fries, you got to fry them.
You got to fry them.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they've got the crinkle fries, which is really a different kind of idea. And now they're going big. They're going to have a IPO, and so they're going to go public.
Wow.
And the interesting thing that they've done, too, is they've expanded nationally, is they have a lot of regional specialties. For example, in Philadelphia, where the Liberty Bell is, they have, a Liberty-style hot dog and hamburger. So they have vegetarian options in San Francisco and other places where vegetarian food is big. They also serve beer and wine, which is pretty unusual.
Wow, so they're really going, they're adjusting to the market that they're in, aren't they?
They're adjusting to the market, and they're also thinking fast food, but their kind of idea that fast food doesn't look like your typical fast food. Mm-hmm. So it is a chain, but it doesn't feel like a chain. It feels like a special one-off store.
Very interesting. Now that's the key, I think, to success in the food business is to make your people want to know that you're going to get consistency when you go to a chain,
right?
But they don't necessarily it is pretty cool when you can make it adapt to the environment.
Yes, and it doesn't feel like a chain. It doesn't feel like they're just grinding out the same thing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And having these specialties that are just available in certain stores and certain markets.
And what do you know about the founders?
Well, it was founded by a guy that was, interested in gourmet food. Didn't have the money to start an elaborate restaurant at the time, and, you know, started out a small place, and then it really took off.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, Catherine, this has been great. I mean, three great stories, ice cream, shakes, and hot dogs. I mean,
right.
I mean, kebabs. I mean, kebabs. My goodness, you're making me hungry, Catherine.
I know.
Hey,
I know.
Catherine.
What's interesting is, how do you have a new idea in the food category? But here are three examples.
Three people who did.
All started, you know, in the last 5 years.
And you
so.
Know what? But you know what different the big? Way. You know what their real big idea was? Quality.
What? Quality.
Quality. Yes. That was the theme. Quality in a story. Those are the themes I heard. Hey, Catherine, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
And there's authenticity.
There you go. That's the story. Catherine Computer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.